So, wir haben hier Katia heute mit dem Talk.
We have Katia tonight with the talk. How is it the same?
Ich freue mich schon riesig darauf.
I'm extremely excited about this performance. And thank you very much that you are here, and I will give it over to the speaker.
Hallo.
Hi. Hi. Hello, hello.
Ah ja. Ich wollte jetzt sagen, ihr seid gerade.
So, welcome to the English translation of Wie wird gleich? How is it the same? By the speaker Katia, live from 38C3. All talks at Congress are live translated between English and German and to one additional language. We appreciate your feedback. Please use the hashtag C3Lingo, hashtag C3Lingo. Your translators for this talk are Molito and Kitsune.
Und ich bin aufgeregt.
I am excited. Because I'm doing some multitasking, but I'm happy that you're all here. I'm Katia, and I want to talk to you about design, because I think design is for all of us. It's fair to let you know where my knowledge comes from. I studied theatrical direction. I've done a lot of stuff here in Chaos. I was working artistically. I've traveled a lot. I worked with a collective called Spielberatung, play consultation. I worked in Köln about theater. We studied and taught adult education and programming in connection with design.
Expected self-efficacy. Ich übersetze das selber. Expected self-efficacy is
what expected safe efficiency. And then we will see what happens. On the slide it says start experience. Okay button. But I decide. Okay. I observe and I assume that everything is connected. The world, the way it's designed, has an influence on us and the way that we talk, the way that there is an entertainment, has an influence on us and the way that we perceive the world and our environment.
Oh, verschrieben.
Oh, I spelled something wrong. Wie wird gleich in German translates to how will we be the same or how will we be equal?
Or how will we soon?
Possibly, nee. Ah, ist wieder an. Top. Wie wird gleich?
How will be soon? The way we design now, our near futures will be the way we design them now. In my research and in my observation, I formed a term that I call activating environments.
Und darüber möchte ich sprechen.
And this is what I want to talk about. And it might be that it might become much in the meantime because I thought much about it, but I invite you to follow me. In my research, I gained some examples and numbers which I want to talk to you about. Environments can be architecture, language and software. This is what I want to talk to you about, the rooms we stay in and the software we use. I noticed that they're activating and passivating environments. Activating, if you're imagining that you want to play a game and you look at the rules and the logic that should explain the game to you is not consistent. On one point, it says it tells you a rule that conflicts with another, and your experience ends up being inconsistent. The experience in front of you doesn't make sense to you. There's no logic. This will happen to most people. Many people that work in company procedures know these things, these fuck-ups. For example, half-implemented processes where something starts but doesn't end. A passivating environment, from my experience or my observation, is where I don't feel participated, where it shows me that I should, maybe shouldn't be here. Maybe it shows me some things that I would have been addressed, but it has a consistent. I can read it, I can behave to it, and I can see other people, and that's particularly activating to me if I see other people and see that they've done something there. And now I brought a pretty picture.
So, jetzt.
Okay, so let's assume that there are activating and passivating environments, and now let's think about where we live. We live in capitalism. Here we have things like the seat for mom and the seating for everybody who is waiting for food. And because I want to talk about language, I can change this to dad, like mom to dad, and then I can make providing person out of that. And then I might be thinking about who that should be, maybe. Now, when we look at this as a game and imagine that we are in a game experience, then in capitalism we have the problem that design has its goal to make us to consumers. We are formed by a design that makes us imagine that we don't have to think with things and does things for us, so we don't need to be as active.
Good. We're going to take a quick break to come up for some air. We're designing environments design us.
Wenn euch das nicht neu ist, dann möchte ich natürlich nicht klugscheißen, sondern euch nur daran erinnern, wenn ihr das schon wisst.
Even if you already know this, I just want to remind this.
Ah, danke. Ah ja, sag Bescheid, wenn das passiert. Danke. Wir gestalten Umgebungen und Umgebungen gestalten uns.
We designed environments and environments design us. I speak languages and my example is a language. The human describes a horse or a horse describes the human. Those are two different worlds. And from there, there are two types, the high status and the low status. The high status is with me when I say, the horse allows me to ride it even when it goes through a space and has fear. From the chaos, the angel, beautiful word, imagine that they were called something else, just helpers. And then what do you think about them? Then you think about them as just helping and always being there and just doing stuff like a contract. But angels sound nice, and angels are also humans. And that's really, really nice. Angels are nice. So if we go back to a high status and a low status, and I say, I have the highest status when I'm honest, which is important when you're in theater, when you're in activism, that it's important to be honest.
Nobody's perfectly certain what's happening, but some people learned that they need to trust their first observations and speak them up. Some people learned it, others didn't. And if you speak up, it makes you stronger. But we were taught the opposite.
Das hätte ich gerne als T-Shirt.
I would like to have that as a T-shirt. Strong enough you are, to be honest. I have another example. Not only what we say, but also how we say it designs the world for us and others. If I'm asked something and I don't know it and I just say yes, then it makes the situation uncomfortable for the two of us. To me, because I lied, and the other person, because they will find out later. And it may be really strengthening if you're honest and say, I don't know, if you actually don't know it. Design this appreciating a culture for one another. Think about which words you use, how you speak them, and how you treat one another.
Kleine Pause für C3 Lingo, weil ich jetzt auf Englisch schreibe.
Quick pause for C3 Lingo because I'm writing in English.
Oder so eine Mischung. Complexity.
Or some kind of mix. Complexity. There's a talk called Clearness is a Weapon, but I'm all for complexity. We're permanently being told that we want to make things simple because production needs to be made simpler. And every time I want to talk about complexity, an emancipatory practice, do we want to use this word? Do we have this word? Is it okay? But there's so many other words that could be used that maybe don't have any meaning and don't have any roots. Thank you. You too. So now I have a puzzle for you. What is being written on the screen in German? Je deterministischer das Schild. The more deterministic the sign is, desto blank die Leute. Therefore, fill it in with the people.
In eurem Gehirn passiert jetzt so dieser Vorgang, dass ihr darüber nachdenkt, wie komme ich denn jetzt darauf, da dümmer einzusetzen? Macht mich das Schild klüger, weil da eine Stelle offen ist?
Thanks for thinking about looking at this. You can think of all kinds of things to put in the blank that makes it more stupid or more clever.
Das, wovon du sprichst, oder möchtest du es erschaffen? Und verbietest du etwas oder gibst du die Info weiter, warum es gefährlich ist?
Does something exist, or do you want to create it by speaking of it, or are you creating something, or are you hiding that something might be dangerous?
Architektur.
Architecture. So let's talk about architecture. Cool. How's my time? Okay. Architecture is the second topic I talked about. It has a lot to do with what we used to, like you can see on the image. The more time people spend in a world where they are not connected with other people, the more they will consume and the stronger they will do it. I'm already thinking that the youth of today is only doing what it says on the signs. In architecture, it depends on what you're used to and your cultural background, how I read something, and I often don't notice how it affects me. If I see a countertop, I go there and assume that other people will line up. So I should build a counter if I want people to line up. This had been a chair design. And the chaos, you could sit on it alone or together. If you build a round table, you can sit together, but the amount of people are limited. If we enable the ground seating, people can sit close together, but it might be bad for tall people or people with back pains because they can't sit on the floor as easily. What we can do at Chaos with our rooms is make them easily clean upable. If a room isn't clean upable, you can be angry at the people that they should have cleaned up. Now, my favorite meme, stop blaming yourself or others, learn feng shui and blame the furniture. Laughs in room. A mini anecdote, last year on the camp, my favorite place on the camp last year was a place where there was an automatic bottle drop point, and above it there was a sign where it said, this is not a bottle drop point. You could have changed the sign to say, this is a bottle drop point, but it was my favorite place at the camp last year. Beware of consumerism on a sign. I feel with architecture is really easy to think about and understand it. We do it at Chaos. We create rooms to self-administer and we explore them because most of the rooms we stay in are public and formed by capitalism. They inherently tell us that we should consume and order things. And you can play that on and on. What I find important about this is how does anti-capitalistic design look? How does it look? How hard is it to think about how can we practice a different way of living together? We only create counters. Design isn't only, I think about how it should function and somebody else makes it pretty. You might know this from coding. It's not about decoration, but it's about design and how you should act, like suggestions how you should act, and language is recommendation for other people.
Was willst du?
What do you want
verhindern.
To prevent from taking place?
Das wollen wir uns nicht fragen. Wir wollen uns fragen.
We don't want to wonder about that. We want to think about what do you want to enable. Now my favorite example is coming up.
Also,
so, a very practical example. How do we do it with a clever design and the reflection and so on? What's normal to me is written in and my intention is being felt by the people who use it. You probably know the situation where everybody needs a marker, but there's only one. And what do? You connect the marker to a string so it can't be taken away. If my focus now is that the marker can't be taken away, if we don't want it to have it taken away, we connect it to the bottom part of the pen. And I'm taught not to take it away as much because I can't take it away. And if we want to have it most freely circulatable, we connect the cap and I can use it freely, and in the end I am looking for the cap and that's where I'll end up putting it.
Ich mach das. Ah, da bin ich wieder.
Ah, there I am again, and we focus on the cap of the pen. Yeah, I'm not always focused on the right thing when I'm doing design, but at some point I finally decided that the good idea was to attach the string to the cap. That way the pin can be moved everywhere. It's really important to figure out what's right and what's wrong. There's definitely a wrong way to do tonic. First the tonic water, then the alcohol, and then the ice. If you do it the wrong way, then the everything splashes against the ice. It's not rocket science. But when I think, I want to do this, and I'm not sure, so I'll do the most difficult at first.
Diese naheliegenden Schritte rauszufinden, wenn ihr an die Sache herangeht, mit so einem bisschen suchen, mit so, ah, vielleicht gibt's da was, was ich rausfinden kann.
And that's the way most people go about having problems. Maybe there's something that I can find out about it.
Den Stift habe ich euch gezeigt, mein Lieblingsbeispiel.
I showed the pen to you, my favorite example. I also told you that your narrative of word is writing in 10 minutes. That's perfect. Okay, thanks.
Eure Vorstellung von Welt,
your imagination of world writes itself in, your motivation and design writes itself in. If we take a look at what languages, we already talked about that, plus architecture makes what?
Software.
Software.
Darüber will ich jetzt am Ende nochmal sprechen.
That's what I want to talk about in the end.
Wir gestalten viel Software und
we design a lot of software and lots of people use it. Especially here, there are lots of people who create virtual rooms and who have a lot of opinions on the virtual rooms that a lot of people use currently. I brought an example. You're being asked by a house project, can you write us a cool door software where everybody can get access, like some people, for example, the room and the basement and the hack space on different numbers. So you do that, so, and in the admin panel, there's information that only the admins can see, like how many doors are there, how many accounts are there, and all the PIN codes. So the PIN codes shouldn't be public. So how many doors there and how many people are there tends to be an interesting information. So you come up with the idea to make the plenum view. It's just an overview where you see how many doors there, maybe having them listed as well, and people. And you come up with the idea, and because you know that your design is an offer for world building, you build it and ask the plenum. So there's a person that sees the doors and learns that there's a soldering room, for example. So in your design, in your admin view, you can create world views and experiences like leftist utopias. The impulse that more different people should create software, you probably know it already. I don't have enough time for the matrix example. You can ask me later about. The discourse on different perspectives that design software, you probably know. You probably also know the discussion around notifications. You can also call interruptions. It's already an old hat. But I find it interesting, what are we reminded about and what pops up for us? It could look like your friend seems to be pretty quiet. Wanna leave a message? So, this would help a lot if my friends would be notified if I haven't said anything in 5 days and they just text me. And it could look like this. And about the topic social media, which we are reaching into, I find very important that we are made politically strong. We don't need censorship, but different architectures. If we start playing with censorship, we only have a few years until other people start playing with the censorship. And in my opinion, censorship isn't the right way.
So, back to Quest.
Back to Quest.
Worum geht's jetzt?
What's the matter now? It's about how we get to these ideas. I don't know it either. I haven't reached this knowledge either and these ideas. But some interaction with the world brought the ideas to me. For example, the plan view and what we do and what we hopefully do with other people is creating interaction rooms, world building and designing for each another, which makes us think of these ideas and also practice them. Because just having ideas is, yeah, it's a simple thing. Mimetics is a simple term for it, if it might not have occurred to you. I believe in it. 5 minutes left. To sum it up. Summary.
Ich male erst das Titelblatt fürs Fazit.
I'll first design the front page for the summary.
Danke.
You can make difference.
Cool. Passt gerade eben so rein.
Nice, it fits nicely.
You can make difference.
You can make difference. You produce and you reproduce a lot. We, me as well, I also reproduce a lot of things in the kind I talk and the way you're sitting there. There's lots of power in that, a lot of power in that we create world for one another. And this was a very strict pedagogical talk for us, and I want to invite you to hedonism, to have fun with each other and play with one another, because playing gets us to these ideas as well. But I also want us to take a strong look at ourselves. Fascism, we shouldn't deal about on ourselves, but there's a big power in that, because lots of people don't have the possibility. For example, like there's an angel next to me and it's in the right place in the right time. And we're all together here and people unite. And it's about reflecting critically how we want to live one another, how to reflect and think about how we want to build structures when we go out there and are NPCs to others. We're the NPCs for one another, non-player characters. And it would be great if we had the game experience move towards a good life for everybody else.
There is no game.
There is no game, there's world building.
There is world building.
Ich hoffe, dass ich damit eure Selbstwirksamkeit.
I hope that I was able to satiate your expectations. And I think you can. I know that not everyone can do that. And it's okay that not everyone can do everything. Not everybody has to be a great designer. It's not that everyone has to practice great design, but to understand what's inside of it and to ask, what can the others do? And could we reach something together and give strength and give hope, and in the environment maybe have some great ideas that you can present and share? I have only one last slide, and I'm going to draw it for you.
Oh, schon wieder verschrieben. Gleich. Interessant. Das ist echt ein. Also, wir gestalten das gleich. Nein, wir gestalten unterschiedlich.
We all design the same? No, we all design differently.
Wir gestalten
zukünftig. Okay, we design the future.
Zusammen.
Together.
Das machen wir eh. Also lass es.
That we do anyways, so let's do it awesomely.
Okay, danke schön.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the English translation of Wie wird gleich? How will it be the same? At 38C3, your translators were Kitsune and Molito. We appreciate your feedback. Please email us at hello@c3lingo.org or use #c3lingo on Mastodon.
Okay. Vielen, vielen Dank an Katia für die
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Katia for this wonderful performance. And now we're going to go forward onto the Q&A. I see someone on camera number one. Before I come to the question, I would like to say thank you for the wonderful lecture and presentation, and we need more people that can be honest and pedagogic, and I want to say thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for taking it in. And the question is, can you say something about this matrix example? Okay, matrix is a protocol, communications protocol, decentralized messenger. Maybe you know some people, maybe you don't. And I found it really interesting. And a few years ago, I decided to create my own communication environment there. And we have a lot of people now and had a lot to do with Matrix. And then on Matrix, there are these, you have two things. You have accounts and you have rooms. And then at some point, you have communities. When they're together, it makes a community. And so how cool is that? The software is exactly how I want things to be in real life. And then I create a community. And I don't know why it is this way, but then I realize there's only one admin per community, and you can't have more than one. And then I knew immediately that this had to have come out of the software area, because there's only one admin. And, okay, maybe I'm going a little bit on the side here. Something that's problematic for me, it would be nice to share this task of being an admin with more people in the community, so that I can say, I have a community. I don't know if it's still this way, but for me, this is a glitch. And thank you. It's nice to hear that my examples were able to give some insights. Thank you for that feedback.
Yeah, vielen, vielen Dank.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Definitely.
Die womöglich noch Fragen haben. Ich schaue noch einmal kurz nach oben zu den Signal Angels.
For anyone else that might have questions, I'm going to have a look at the Signal Angels. No more? So then, thank you. I'd like to ask for a huge applause for Katia. Thank you.
Ist es noch an? Ah ja.
Is it still on, the microphone?
Dankeschön.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm so excited and happy when enjoyed this, and I'm really happy to hear any feedback and any thoughts you have, and I wish everyone a great Congress.